Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us. There's been the tragic tornadoes that hit yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, in a suburb of Oklahoma City, just north of where I sit in Austin, Texas. Austin is about where Tornado Alley ends. There are still tornadoes south of here, but the real decimation center, I don't know, 30-something people died a while back just north of Austin when a big tornado came through the suburb of Gerald. And I grew up in Dallas on Lake Ray Hubbard. Almost every year we would see tornadoes because you could see from the hill where we lived over the lake 20 miles or more. You could see the city off 30 miles away, so I guess about 30 miles. And sometimes you would see when the spring storms were right, 4 or 5 tornadoes, 1-3 miles away, scooning across cow pastures and things, and then going out and hitting the lake and going from gray with debris and dirt and then turning blue-gray and becoming a waterspout. In fact, I've seen 3 tornadoes at once in the lake, beautiful in a horrific way, and then off in the distance tornadoes. So I've had a lot of experience with tornadoes. And, growing up, I even had family that had tornado shelters, but you'd end up using it to basically store stuff in it as a storage shed. Of course, my aunt and uncle had a tornado shelter when I lived out in Llano. And I've told people, you should have a tornado shelter if you live in Tornado Alley. This year, they reported about a month ago, was the least amount of tornadoes so far for any spring they'd seen in decades. And every time there is a tornado, Al Gore and others say, hey, we need to have global carbon taxes because you're causing tornadoes. Tornadoes have always happened in many parts of the world that, where you have hot and cold air coming together. Africa, North America, Europe. The whole planet has had different types of storms. Kublai Khan was, and his fleet was, wiped out with the divine wind, the kamikaze. I think it was Kublai Khan. We can look that up. Several Chinese invasion fleets. Before the combustion engine was invented, hundreds of years before, were destroyed by typhoons or Pacific hurricanes. In the Atlantic, they're hurricanes. Pacific, they're typhoons. Typhoons can get up going faster because there's more hot water, bigger ocean. They debate the numbers, and I hope the lower numbers are accurate. Some numbers are 21 dead, hundreds wounded. A school was hit, as a bunch of dead children. And then no waiting period, no 5-day waiting period will protect us from these tornadoes, just like Sandy Hook. The only thing that will protect you is preparation, like a storm shelter, like all public schools used to have. Now they build them the last 30 years without them. Because I guess it's extreme to have a storm shelter. Only kooks do that. But they are still trying to say, conservatives and libertarians and people that don't want to have a global carbon tax paid to Warren Buffett and David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild, it's our fault. Democratic Senator White House has said that it's the GOP's fault for the tornado. And we also have the creator of The Daily Show putting out a tweet saying that it's God-targeted conservatives. I mean, these people will make it political. By the way, I was listening in the radio this morning to 590, and I heard part of Obama's speech, and I'm trying to find the transcript. I can't find it, where he talked about, we've got Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano on the job, with the anti-terror forces helping. And then I can't find that in the news where they're equating it to Oklahoma City and the tragedy that Oklahoma City went through. But I heard him over and over again this morning say that. So I've got Watson ferreting about looking for that info. So we'll break it all down straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this 21st day of May 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. There are a lot of storms here in Central Texas, and looks like we could have some tornadoes, but God forbid anybody have a storm cellar or a storm shelter in their backyard, because, well, that's passé. Only kooks do that. Up until the 1950s, you can look this up, all over Tornado Alley, from southern Illinois all the way down to central Texas. Tornado Alley officially ends down by about New Braunfels, Texas, south of Austin. And growing up, I mean, I grew up in Dallas, where almost every year people were killed by tornadoes. And I got to watch tornadoes, no exaggeration, probably 50 times in my life. I've been in Austin and on the highway and saw a giant tornado. I've been blown off the road, almost killed with my father, outside Fredericksburg, Texas, coming into Stonewall, slowed down about 40 miles an hour. And I was going to pull over, and the tornado blew us off the road, and it was the state police that drug us out of the vehicle, the smashed vehicle, that said, "You're lucky you survived." And the tornado had torn up Stonewall and torn down power lines and overturned cars into Johnson City. In fact, I was sitting here about to talk about tornadoes and just remembered I was almost killed by a tornado. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people are killed a year by tornadoes. They've always been killed by the hundreds every year. My dad saw a tornado go across the street from his farmhouse and tear up his cousin's house when he was a kid. Just tear the whole house up like something out of The Wizard of Oz. Just grab oak trees like matchsticks and just throw them. And what is the government's answer? Call out the army, have Obama grandstand, and promise a bunch of federal aid instead of having storm shelters at all of the schools. Oh, but you're not going to have zoning rules on that. You did until the 1950s, because that's an actual threat. More people die every year. You can pull these numbers up. From deer killing, it's over 250 on average. Hundreds die from honeybees, hundreds from wasps individually, each group. You can look these up. There's been news articles about it. And if you look at how many people die in mass shootings, about half of it's gang-related, it's 87 in 2012, and less than half of those were actually innocent people being killed and not gang war stuff. But the LA Times had the headline just 2 weeks ago of, as gun crime plummets, people think gun crime is up. And Forbes last week had the headline of, disarming facts, more guns, less crime. More guns, less crime. That's a fact. But again, there is the perception that there is a epidemic of gun violence in this country. And the truth is, there's only an epidemic in areas where they've disarmed the general public. So criminals flock there, because there's also always a welfare state, where the victims have been disarmed, because it's government by and for criminals. And that's why we're so blessed to be on the radio on stations like 1530 in Chicago, which is a great old city, great museums, great people, great sports teams. I like Chicagoans. I got family that lives up there. My cousin Buckley lives up there. Buckley Hammond. But it is a mafia-run city, and things are only going to get worse. More cops won't save you. Army checkpoints won't save you. Only liberty and arming the people will run the criminals out of your city. Just like the Chicago has the highest crime rate in the world, the country with the highest crime rate per capita is Mexico. Good old Mexico. A beautiful country, really amazing culture in many respects, but also a culture of el jefes, the chief, the big ones, dominating people forever. Since the time of the Aztecs, passing the baton to Cortez. And there's a 69% drop in wounding shootings, 39% in overall shootings since 1992, just Department's new numbers, and a 49% drop in violent crime. People say, well, how do you trust those government statistics? Well, I don't trust the labor statistics. They've been proven to be frauds by top economists. I know how they're frauds. I know what the real numbers are. See, I've studied the gun statistics. The crime statistics are the global model, U.S. crime statistics, set up by J. Edgar Hoover back in the 30s, because they're compiled locally and publicly posted and then checked by statisticians and demographers at major universities, and they are the most cross-reference check numbers. And they're not perfect, because some crime's unreported and, you know, some things like that go on, but they're the best statistics in the world. The model, look it up, are FBI crime statistics. Got to give credit where credit's due to J. Edgar Hoover. When he wasn't dressed up in a, you know, flower skirt, he was, you know, it's what he was a librarian, basically, a statistician. And Mexico has the highest crime rate in the world. It's over 60,000 dead now in the last 6 years. And of course, they're always finding mass graves, so it's probably a lot higher. The disappearances are over 50,000 on top of that, so it's probably more than 110,000. And once the lawlessness happens, rape whoever you want, rob whoever you want, shoot whoever you want, because the police are corrupt on the payroll or they're scared, and there's no justice. The only places now with lowering crime rates, and this even came out a few months ago in the Christian Science Monitor and a few other places, was where vigilantes with guns they got in the U.S., that's why they're not full auto or hand grenades or tanks like the government and the cartels, citizens have said, well, we might as well fight back. We're already being fed on. And all over central and northern Mexico, they're following the Chiapas model, but it's not communist. And they're following the example of Mormons that are down there, Mormon Mexicans, and they're fighting back. And guess what the cartels do? Guess what the kidnappers do? Guess what the criminal police do? They back down. Hey, you shoot my son for no reason? I'm going to find you, and I'm going to blow your head off, is what the Mexican Mormons have done, leading the way for liberty down there in Mexico. And I'm not Mormon. I'm giving credit where it's due. Vice, that's pretty much an anti-gun news site, but they do some good work. They've had to admit that as well. Yeah, Mexican vigilante seize town, arrest police. Huffington Post. They're done playing games. And that's who the Mexican government wants to stop from getting guns. But those people have nothing to lose because they get shaken down by the police and the drug cartels. The poorest people. I've been in Mexico just about 4 years ago visiting pyramids that I wanted to see. And I pull up. I was told it was a safe area in Yucatan. Been there probably 15 times in my life. I wanted to go see some pyramids. We're on a nice bus that left officially, you know, from the tourist destination. And the military with machine guns walk out, aim their guns at the bus drivers as an act of domination like Boston. They get the guy out. He pleads with them. He opens their wallet. They take every bit of money of tips he'd gotten that day from a couple other trips. This was in the afternoon from different, you know, three-hour tours. And the guy got on the bus with tears in his eyes. I'm not going to live like that, and you don't want to live like that either. And that's where America is going to go, ladies and gentlemen. Where Mexican troops in a Jeep. By the way, I've been in Mexico when, you know, my dad rented a Volkswagen with my mom, even before my sister was around. I'm 14 years older than my sister. And the Mexican police, you know, pulled him over and said, I want a tip. My dad said, who can speak broken Spanish? Well, was I speeding? No. Pay me if you don't want trouble, gringo. And I'll never forget the guy smiling, that smile of tyranny, that satisfaction that I now see in more and more bureaucrats' eyes here, that I see in North Korean video. And then I see in Nazi Germany film reels and Soviet film reels, the same look, the arrogant power trip, the swagger, the enjoyment that I saw on some of the Boston police face, threatening reporters and bugging their eyes out. And the guy had all these gold teeth. And he just looked at my dad and, pay me if you don't want trouble. And my dad said, how much? And he said, how much do you have? How much do you have? And people ask, how far will the tyranny go? That's what Thomas Jefferson said. The tyranny will go as far as you let it go. Until you say, I've got guns, I'm not looking for trouble, but you assault me or try to, I'm going to fight back, which is an inalienable, human, God-given base right. I don't care what stinking government people say in their fancy outfits. America, just like North Korea, just like Mexico, just like Nigeria, just like corrupt Eastern Europe, our police now dress. You know, for 70 years, they've had the foxes in Mexico. They were fans of the German government then who got German Kurzel helmets. You go to Latin America, that's all they've always liked Kurzel helmets. The German Kurzel helmet of World War I. Pull up the Mexican foxes for 70 years. Since the 30s, I guess longer, almost 80 years, they wear black uniforms with black masks with Kurzel helmets. Kurzel helmets. And that's how our police now dress, with Kurzel helmets. Being a fascist is very sexy. And as you notice, this blight grows, America and prosperity dies.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in with no shackles.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
You know, coming up, I'm going to open the phones up.
Got the blues about
to get your take.
Got the blues about tyranny.
On just how despicable it is that The Daily Show creator came out in a tweet and said, tornado clearly targets conservatives. It's a total voodoo, these people. And Democratic senator uses Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant. And again, we'll pull this article up. Record low amount of tornadoes in 2013 so far in the spring season. Like, I just saw that number like 2 weeks ago. So we're going to be breaking that down in the next segment. I want to hear from Oklahomans, specifically if you're in Oklahoma City or the suburb that was hit, where there's reportedly, first they were saying 100 dead, then 51 dead, now 21 dead. We don't know the real numbers, but I hope it is the low ones, including up to 20 children in one facility in a school. So we'll look at all that. Yeah, there was the headline. The guys actually found it, put it up on the TV screen. USA Today, tornado activity hit 60-year low. The USA in the past 12 months has seen the fewest number of tornadoes since 1954, and the death toll from the dangerous storms have dropped dramatically since 2011. You know, and that's a big deal to say there's less tornadoes, because now they have Doppler radar all over the country, and they know. And back in the 50s, they had to have spotters that marked them and then put it, you know, into the files with the Meteorological Service. So a lot of the growth of tornadoes that Al Gore's been talking about was just that there's more people, and the science, you know, it knows if a tornado forms for 20 seconds, they've now got Doppler, and it becomes a record on the computer system. So even with all that, tornado activity is way down, which I actually, you know, there's all sorts of cycles, but I think that's creepy, that we've got record low tornado activity. There's a reason people built tornado shelters all over the country, because a lot of people got killed. And you survive a tornado, believe me, you go out, you build a shelter next time. And a lot of people did get to shelters outside Oklahoma City, but they had wooden roofs, metal roofs that just got torn right off, and they got sucked right out. You need a concrete roof. And I've had Joel Skousen, expert on shelters, on, and I've had others on, and I got criticized last year and this year when I even put out free plans on the website. People are like, you fearmonger, we don't need a tornado shelter. Well, you haven't been almost killed by one like I have. I mean, I'll be honest, if it looks really stormy in the spring and I see green sky and weird clouds going together and looks like rotation, I'll get out my iPhone computer now, and I'll check and see if there's any, you know, tornado warnings. And if there are, folks, I go find a bridge and I pull up and read a book or something. Because let me tell you, my uncle, I'm sitting at his house. We lived in Fredericksburg then, up on this beautiful vista hill, and my grandmother's out there, and we just had lunch. We're going to go shooting all day, target practicing. And he looked at me and he said, you guys better not shoot. You better go or stay. We're up on this hill. We can see thunderstorms off in the distance and clouds going together. And, you know, and he goes, yeah, this looks like tornado weather. It was a beautiful spring day. And I said, oh, we'll be all right. We're going to shoot some. And my grandmother said, no, we better go. So my grandmother, my wife, and my two children at the time all got in the car and drove back into Austin about an hour ahead of us. They missed the tornadoes and the storms. We shot for an hour. He goes, man, I'm telling you, that looks bad, because you could see the storms coming towards where the highway was. We didn't check any computers. You know, they even had internet at that time. This is like 10 years ago, or it was about 9 years ago. And I could, and little do we know that off over the horizon, out past Fredericksburg and Stonewall, that's where the tornadoes would form, right when I went through it. And again, we were just blown off the road by a tornado, by the edge of one. And the state police are like, yeah, you see that barn blown over? A barn 200 yards from where we got blown off the highway. It came across us, blew us off the highway, came by, blew us off the opposite direction, and just gone, and then went over, knocked a barn down, turned into Stonewall, and then went on into Johnson City. Of course, people listening around the country don't even know where that, what that means, but that's where LBJ was born, in a log cabin with no power, no electricity. And so you better believe I got up here and I fear-mongered about tornadoes, because our whole way of life is being gotten rid of over terrorism. It's provocateur, doesn't even really exist. It's very rare. And tornadoes are a real issue. Now I'm going to get into world news, your phone calls, and a lot more. I'll give you the number for Oklahomans when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I'm not with the terrorists.
I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me
live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Daniel Estulin, one of the only living people that I know who actually has Bilderberg contacts, and he does. I happen to know who they are. He's going to be joining us from Spain. I believe he's in Spain right now. Spain, correct, guys? Oh, he's in Rome right now. He lives in Spain. He's going to be joining us from Rome today in the next hour. With a lot of inside intel and talk about his new book. We'll continue with open phones in the third hour on open phones, but right now I want to give the number out for people in Oklahoma City and in the suburb that was hit by this two-mile swath of death that has killed at least 21 people. We hope that the higher estimates are not right. A 50 to 100, it varies. Obviously, in a disaster like this, they haven't found some of the dead. Some of the people they think are dead will end up just being missing. We'll look at all that, and the Oklahomans are saying that they need our prayers. That's what the Associated Press is saying. Also, Daily Show creator mocks tornado, clearly targets conservatives. I'm reading from DrudgeReport.com. That's a Daily Mail story. Democratic senator uses the tornado for a rant over global warming. We're going to be getting to that report. A flashback, 1975. Outbreaks of tornadoes blamed on global cooling. That was the reason to pay them taxes. CBS has pulled a tornado-themed comedy. That is just some of what we're going to be getting into on that front. CIA honored Benghazi chief in secret ceremony. IRS went after 83-year-old Tea Party member surviving World War II internment camp. Former commissioner heads to going to the Hill amid scandal. IRS targeted conservative college interns. Yeah, we reported that last week. They harassed the students. Obama's defense is pre-election ignorance. This has been going on for years. Scandal brings MSNBC to a seven-year low in the ratings. Oh, yeah, they're all imploding. The White House lapdogs are turning on Jay Carney when he laughs at them and stuff. They're really getting angry, really realizing what rubes they are. Again, DOJ targeted Fox News reporters, producer, calling them criminals, arresting just one of the State Department people that just told them their opinion on North Korea. I mean, this is talking about we're becoming North Korea. Google helped, of course, spy on everybody for the White House. Of course they did. RNC chief says Google, says Obama, Freudian slip, same people, created atmosphere of guerrilla warfare. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, immigration bill requires government to scan visas, passports for those leaving nation. Yeah, it's all about enslavement. So you can't get out of the country. Slaves get in, they don't get out. Senate panel okays tax welfare benefits for new immigrants. Oh, yeah, you're going to get all the free goodies and citizens aren't. That's some of the news. Now it's 24 confirmed dead, 7 drowned in basement. Ongoing search for survivors. That's some of what's up on Drudge and InfoWars.com. Up on InfoWars.com, we have really a bizarre video with the new Pope really grabbing the guy by the head, and it looks like You know, they whisper something to him, hey, can you get the demons out? I mean, I think this is an exorcism going on. And then the Pope grabs him and really prays. And then the guy goes through something and then looks like he, I don't know, it looks pretty weird. Looks like something's going on there. Because I've watched a lot of videos of the Pope and people praying for people, and this does not look like the normal thing going on. And normally, if somebody did that, the Pope would take their hands off, But no, he didn't until that. That looks like something pretty weird going on there. Is all I can say. Looks like they asked him to do a little exorcism prayer. Pretty bizarre video up on InfoWars.com. Here's some of the other stories. Monsanto CEO says public not playing fair, and basically cries uncle. Says you're hurting us. You're exposing us. Stop. Well, no, we're not going to stop. Did you think? As one commenter says in the Leanne McAdoo article, that you know destroying the earth would be a cakewalk. We'll just stand down and let you destroy us and the earth with it. Should we actually really care about the environment? We are real environmentalists or real conservationists. I believe in that. but not ignoring all the open-air genetic engineering, pharmacological crops, toxic waste dumping, overfishing, all the hundreds of real issues, and then you make it all about paying globalists money for what we exhale. Even the New York Times called it a tax on breathing, but said it was needed. And then poison light bulbs and smart houses and all this crud. And trying to end the human species as we know it, this computer merger, that's a very important video and an article by Leanne McAdoo. Monsanto CEO says public not playing fair. We've got like 52 crew members here. We got two McAdoos who aren't related. It's kind of lucky. We've got an IT guy named McAdoo, and we've got a woman named McAdoo. It's kind of like my lucky McAdoos. All right, UK Independence Party draws attention to Bilderberg 2013. Yeah, and you guys got to remind me before I go to England to cover Bilderberg. I've already talked to Bloom and Farage and some others about interviewing them while I'm there and them coming out to Bilderberg. Looks like that's going to happen, Lord Monckton. But I've got to get back on the phone with them to line all that up. So believe me, this is one year you're going to want to be at Bilderberg. Guys, grab that video. Oh, we have it? No, okay, well, then we'll play it in a little while. But I want to hear from Oklahomans who either survived or lost loved ones or your view on Al Gore's out there, of course, and the senator, White House, and others are running around saying that we're all dead if we don't just let them surveil everything we do and bring in an environmental tyranny based on carbon dioxide. By the way, they've done the ice core, the mud core samples. It's well known. Thousands of scientific groups have done this. The Earth has the lowest level of carbon dioxide generally ever recorded. It causes desertification. It causes plants to not grow as fast. It causes the oxygen level to lower. The Earth's atmosphere, if you really want to fearmonger here, and actually no one does this. I've looked at the numbers. I'm like, I've had scientists on. You've heard them. I'm like, well, so we're in the lowest period the last few thousand years ever. Any idea what's doing that? Maybe humans are getting technologically advanced. God has let us get to this point. My spirit tells me, my gut tells me, right as we're needed to actually terraform to save the planet. And that we found the fossil fuels right in time. I mean, if you want to really look at the numbers, we have the lowest carbon dioxide level ever recorded right now. And then it barely goes back up because the Industrial Revolution, the last 150 years with coal, it's plunged. I mean, it's been hundreds of times higher than it is. In fact, I want to say thousands, but I'm going from memory. Guys, search the term carbon dioxide has been hundreds of times higher. I want to give them the actual number. The point is it's a carbon cycle. Carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and light. You need heat source, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen, baby. That's what makes the Earth go round. That's what leaves life on it. The tiny ribbon of life on the surface. Now, they've also found some life that lives near volcanic hot spring ventricles down in the deeper ocean and areas. But again, heat source, water, carbon dioxide, oxygen, and they're running around. They know you're not scared of carbon dioxide. They know, of oxygen, of light, and of water. So they pick carbon dioxide. Most people go out and you say, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide. They ban dihydrogen monoxide. They say, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide, because, of course, that's water. If you say, let's ban sodium chloride, most people say, let's ban it. It's table salt. But we've already talked about that in detail. The point is that this is the ignorance level we're getting to, where the U.S. head of the most expensive elitist shotguns in the world out of Italy goes to a major trade show just of gun dealers, just of gun shops, trying to get his guns obviously into more stores, and the taxi driver's delivering him with seven fine shotguns. And they call the police and say, it's a terrorist, and the police come and raid like it is. Imagine the cops. You took a guy to a big building marked gun dealer show, and but see, the holy sacrament with these people is responding to tattletales. They've got to make that rock star. And again, it's the ignorance. People actually think there's more tornadoes when there's less. And a lot of that shows because there's less of an atmosphere. The atmosphere's thinner than it used to be. Look at all the studies on that. I'm actually concerned we don't have a more volatile atmosphere. They believe there's more tornadoes. Carbon dioxide levels have been plunging for thousands of years. You've got all this going on. The public doesn't know about how the atmosphere works. They don't listen to, you know, top meteorologists on this show. They don't do the research. They just sit there and say, it's so scary, and all the surrogates for Obama are, save us, Obama, from the tornado. People, folks, die, unfortunately. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Do you have family in Oklahoma City? Were you there? Did you see it? What's your view on this clip we're going to play, and then I'm going to your calls, 800-259-9231 for Oklahoma City and surrounding area listeners. Let's go to this clip, though, of the videos up on InfoWars.com. Democratic senator used Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant over global warming. And here is the senator.
So you may have a question for me. Why do you care? Why do you, Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, care?
You care.
If the Republicans run off the climate cliff like a bunch of proverbial lemmings and disgrace ourselves.
Disgrace ourselves.
I'll tell you why. We're stuck in this together. We are stuck in this
together. By the way, whenever I say to them, hey, why are we moving all our plants to China with dirty fuel?
Swamp Alabama and wildfires scorch Texas. You come to us.
Hit pause.
The rest of the country.
Thank you. I've read history books about the giant prairie fires in Texas and Oklahoma. I'm sure you have too. There's always been prairie fires because of lightning. There's always been fires around the world. There's always been dust storms. There's always been tsunamis. They've even been saying earthquakes now are global warming. There's always been earthquakes. But it's like witch doctors saying, give me, you know, more of your daughters of a bigger palace or the sun won't rise in the morning. And then the witch doctor knows when the eclipse is coming and say, you have been bad. I will make the sun go away. Hinga, hunga, baga, hunga, hunga, baga, baga, bunga. And everybody bows down to him. He goes, now to prove yourself, sacrifice your sons to me. Every culture has said, bring me your daughters so that I may, you know, be with them. And your sons, I want to cut their hearts out. Or throw them into a fire pit, and the sun won't come back if you don't. And then even if the tribe submits to them, they go, you know what, you've been bad. Ha-hunga, la-hunga, munga, bunga, haga-maga, sanga, gaga-banga-banga, unga-bunga-snunga, tunga-munga-munga. And that's all he's doing is, hunga-ga-baga-hunga, hunga-ga-baga, hunga-ga-baga, hunga-ga-buga, hunga-ga-buga-buga, hunga-ga-buga-buga. Time to wake up. Hold on. The wildfires, the rain, the tornado. Now, he was up there warning about genetic engineering. If he's up there warning about overflowing the seas with toxic waste or dumping nuclear reactors, I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is serious. But no, it's just like general fear. Do what I say. Here, let's go back to his clip. Here it is.
For billions of dollars to recover. And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests. So like it or not, we're in this together. You drag America with you to your fate.
Oh, if you don't pay him carbon tax,
so I want
you did
this
it.
Future. I want a Republican Party that has returned to its senses and is strong and a worthy adversary.
A weather tax.
In a strong America that has done right by its people.
While they
the
geoengineer
world.
Things
That's
in giant I projects.
I don't want this future. I don't want a Republican Party disgrace.
I don't want this future.
That let its extremists run it off the cliff. In an America
suffering
from grave economic and environmental and diplomatic damage because we failed. because we didn't wake up and do our duty to our people, and because we didn't lead the world. I do not want that future. But that's where we're headed. So I will keep reaching out and calling out, ever hopeful that you will wake up before it is too late, both for you
and everybody else. So there you go. The tornadoes, the fires, this tornado, it is your fault. And we've got more of the weird anti-human religion of these people. Tornado clearly targets conservatives, she tweeted. Daily Show creator faces backlash over insensitive tweet. Well, it's more than insensitive. I probably wouldn't survive something like that if I said on air, you know, it happened to Oklahoma because they deserve it. She thought she was making a topical political joke, but the co-creator of The Daily Show managed to enrage many of her followers after tweeting a joke about Oklahoma tornado political motivations. The tornadoes in Oklahoma, so clearly it's been ordered to target conservatives, she wrote, Liz Weinstead.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Patrick, Matt, John, and others. Patrick had to take shelter, he says, from the tornado there in Oklahoma that's killed so many people and left a two-mile-wide swath of destruction. Need to pray for those folks there, but also get prepared to get real shelters in place if you live in Tornado Alley. Patrick, what's your take on all this? What did you see, and what do you think of the Democrats making jokes about this?
I think it's shameless, Alex. I just want to thank you for your show. I saw somebody driving with an InfoWars.com sticker on my way to work, but it took me over 2 hours to get to work today because of the devastation, and I drove through, took an alternate route, and drove through an area that wasn't hit as bad, and it was still smashed cars and boards and everything everywhere. But we were at a doctor's appointment about 3 miles south of Ground Zero, near the theater that got hit, and we had to take shelter. My wife's pregnant, and we were at a doctor's appointment, and it was pretty scary. The lights went out, but thankfully, you know, it missed where we were, but we have people we know that were affected. A lady my wife works with lost her little girl in that school.
You know, as bad as Texas is with tornadoes, I always hear about Oklahoma. Isn't Oklahoma right up there at the top statistically as the most dangerous tornado alley?
You know, I couldn't tell you accurately for sure, but I would, if I had to guess, I would say for sure, because we're right in the middle of it. Like you said, you know, Texas gets its share and on up into Missouri, but it seems like Oklahoma bears the brunt of it. I mean, I remember the May 3rd, 99 tornadoes. You know, I had to take shelter then, too. But, you know, fortunately, I've seen them living here, but I've never actually been hit by one, but we sure came close yesterday. The guy that does our lawn almost had his arm severed off. He lives in Moore. Another friend of mine, his wife teaches at that school, and she had to take shelter, and both of her kids go there, and she got knocked out, and one of the kids got a laceration, but they made it through. But
so it sounds like the number of wounded is going to be a lot higher than what they're currently saying.
Yeah, I saw a news report today, a local news report that said 24, like what you're saying, but you know, we had people that were found a lot longer. You know, after May 3rd, there were people that were found, you know, months later. So there's no telling. I just, you know.
Absolutely. And again, Tornado Alley reportedly comes from Minnesota down right to Austin, Texas. But they also have tornadoes from Illinois out to New York's had them. And they've had them as far west as Colorado. But this has always been part of it. You know, the Native Americans had names for it. But school kids actually believe this is because they're exhaling carbon dioxide is why this is happening.
Well, it's not as bad here, what they teach, but it's still they teach some of it. I just, you know, the word, like you said, the word conservationist came from the word conservative. You know, we are good and decent people, and we respect our land, and but we don't buy into the, you know, the religion of, you know, the globalists, you know.
Well, I mean, how can Sheldon Whitehouse get up there and say, you Republicans in the Midwest, it's not just you getting killed, it's us too. I mean, it's just, it's over the top to blame gun owners for Sandy Hook, and we have nothing to do with it. And it's over the top to blame people that know global warming being man-made is a fraud, and it's an admitted fraud, and then they blame us for dead people? I mean, when there's always been tornadoes? I mean, what is his problem? I mean, we should get mad at him, not just laugh at him. This guy is a punk, and he knows what he's doing. Well, I'm glad you made it through, and I hope your buddy's arm gets better. And you say it got cut pretty bad?
Yeah, I haven't seen the guy that does our lawn that I heard from my wife. But, you know, just your prayers are appreciated. We're thankful.
You bet, brother. We're thankful to you, too. We're thankful. We'll pray for you. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.